And they say, "The Most Compassionate has taken for himself a son." Assuredly, you have uttered something disastrous, whereby the heavens are ready to tear, the earth to split asunder, and the mountains to fall in ruins, that they ascribe to the Most Compassionate a son, when it is not befitting for the majesty of the Most Compassionate that he should choose a son. There is none in the heavens and the earth but comes to the Most Compassionate as a slave. Verily, he has accounted for them and numbered them exactly. And each of them will come to him on the day of resurrection alone. Indeed, those who believe and do good works, the Most Compassionate will bestow upon them love. And we make the scripture easy on your tongue, so that you may give glad tidings therewith to those who ward off evil and warn the vehemently contentious people. And how many generations before them have we destroyed? Can you see a single man of them, or hear from them the slightest sound?